We walked back to our hotel, side by side, mother and daughter, in the holy land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. I carried a bottle of Zamzam, which we had filled for suhoor. My father and brother would join us after a short while with more Zamzam and food. This had become our routine, changing at times. For about 20 days in the birthplace of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during the month of Ramadan, as we walked, we passed a horrible scene. An old man frozen on the side of the road, his foot bleeding profusely. His shocked family stood close to him with their luggage, not knowing what to do. We continued walking, feeling sorry for the old man and his family, who seemed to have just arrived in the city and wondered what had happened to him. Suddenly, my mother said to me, "I have plasters. Let's go back." I looked at her and said, "Okay." And my mother turned into a paramedic. I wonder if my mother gave second thought to how a few plasters could have a man who was bleeding so profusely. My mother asked what had happened, and someone explained that a taxi had bumped the old man and had driven off immediately. She then asked the old man to sit on the pavement, which he had with much difficulty. My mother removed the old man's slip-on shoe, and a huge clot of blood fell to the ground. She instructed me to pour Zamzam over the old man's foot, recited Bismillah, made niyyah for Shifa, and washed his foot. She held the big cut together and placed the plasters from her handbag over. She then asked the old man's family for something to tie over the old man's foot. One family member found an undergarment in her handbag, which my mother tore and tied as a bandage over his foot. The family thanked us as we left. A few days later, my mother spotted the old man and his family. My mother went to them and asked, using signs, how the old man's foot was. They were extremely happy to see her, and the old man signaled a thank you by placing a hand on his heart. I cannot even imagine how pleased Allah was with my amazing mother, who showed kindness to an old man and expected nothing in return. I can well imagine that the old man and his family make dua for my mother whenever they think of the incident, and I believe her reward will continue as long as they keep her in their du'as. I feel extremely honored to have been part of my mother's random act of kindness, and also hope for reward from my sustainer. Submitted by Bint Muhammad Amin.